Thus far in this study, we have noted the significance of the original languages of the Bible in interpreting difficult passages. We have emphasized the importance of believing that the Bible is infallible, authoritative, and understandable, if we are to interpret it properly. We have also underscored the need of having a proper attitude toward the Scriptures. The fifth principle of Bible interpretation that we will consider is simple, yet exceedingly significant. We must meditate on the Word of God daily. I believe that meditation upon the Scriptures is critical to successful Christian living and to arriving at a proper interpretation of the biblical text. The Bible is a storehouse of treasures. Some never discover these treasures because they have not learned to look past the cover. In order to obtain the precious gems contained in God's Word, we must search fervently and continually, as if we were searching for gold. Let us first consider some words of wisdom from Job 23:12. Job, while in the midst of intense suffering, had this to say, "I have not departed from the commandment of His, that is, God's lips. I have treasured the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." There are several necessities of life. For example, food, clothing, and shelter. Do you treasure God's Word more than these? Job did. He meditated upon the Word of God, and so should we. If we fail to internalize the Scriptures, we will undoubtedly sin against God. Note Psalm 119, verse 11. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." In addition to food for life, we also need to feed upon the Word of God daily. For example, Acts 17:11. Our spiritual life is dependent upon such. Studying the Bible daily should not be a burden upon one who is truly seeking God's kingdom first. Note Matthew 6:33. And desiring to mine the precious jewels of the inspired text to the fullest extent. It is impossible to fully absorb the teachings of the Scriptures without sincere meditation or reflection. There are a variety of reasons why people don't meditate on God's Word. Consequently, they miss discovering the treasures of the Scriptures. In some cases, spiritual blindness is the problem. There are those who verbally affirm that the Bible is divinely inspired, yet their actions are inconsistent with that claim. They may attempt to guide their lives by their own standard, essentially ignoring what God declares. Consequently, they have blinded themselves to the truth. Jeremiah would remind such ones that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10:23. Proverbs 16:25 echoes those sentiments. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. May we always endeavor to have open eyes to the truth. Let us strive to be true to the Scriptures, even if that requires us abandoning a currently held belief or practice. Others never meditate upon the Scriptures because they are using a false balance or scale. They may attempt to weigh spiritual blessings in physical, temporal terms. For example, how much is this worth to me right now? They mistakenly value material things over the worth of their own souls. Let all be reminded that the value of the entire world pales in comparison to the worth of one eternal soul. Note Matthew 16:26. Some don't find the treasures of the Scriptures because they simply don't value God's Word. May we always be ready to affirm that it is better to get wisdom than gold, and understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. Proverbs 16:16. We must place a high value upon the Bible and upon our understanding of its message. Meditation is important in this regard. Another reason why some do not search the Scriptures is because they are confident that they cannot be understood in the same way by different people. The proof they provide for this claim is the fact that there are thousands of denominations in existence today. In response to their assertion, I would reiterate the point we made earlier regarding the understandability of the sacred text. If the Bible is incomprehensible, then God has failed somewhere. And that is a statement that simply cannot be true. Others do not meditate upon the Scriptures because they have a lack of fervency about spiritual matters. They just don't care. Those who genuinely believe that the Bible contains treasures of priceless value cannot help but study and reflect upon it. The Lord is looking for those who hunger and thirst for His will, Matthew 5, verse 6. He is looking for those who choose to zealously and lovingly follow Him to the utmost degree. Friends, one of the reasons why daily meditation or reflection upon God's Word is so important is that it takes time to grow and mature in an understanding of the truth. One doesn't go from infancy to manhood overnight in either the physical or spiritual realm. Growth should be a continual journey or pursuit. There is no easy or quick way to absorb knowledge. Understanding God's Word should be a lifelong pursuit, and it should bring joy to our lives each day. This is one of the purposes of audio evangelism. We hope that by encouraging disciples to study and meditate upon the Scriptures daily, that we will be able to assist them in their spiritual walk. Let us now read some passages that stress the importance of meditation for children of God. God commanded in Joshua 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." The psalmist once said to the Lord, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4, 13 and 15, "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all." Philippians 4, verse 8 states, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Allow me to share an appropriate illustration here. There once was a woman who came up to a preacher after his sermon and said, "I'd give half my life to know what you know." The preacher replied, "That's about what it cost me." Unfortunately, in our world of quick conveniences, people are accustomed to getting what they want now. Many quickly grow weary if they cannot obtain instant knowledge and wisdom. They are not willing to invest the necessary time and effort to grow in their understanding. Dear listeners, meditate upon God's Word daily. You will not regret it, and such will enable you to understand, obey, and serve to your fullest potential.